9PAP calling and listening.
To Echo Zero, India Papa Uniform for last station. Sorry mate, I missed that call sign.
It's Scania whore.
Hello buddy. Sorry mate, I thought I heard something but I wasn't quite sure and I didn't want to put anything out there. I was a bit unsure, so yeah, my hearing's not particularly fantastic, so how you doing, buddy?
M9PAP. Yeah, I'm getting there, mate, I'm getting there. One day after another. Yeah, I'm getting there. Back hurts from time to time, but, yeah, nothing but a bit of bed rest for a couple of hours with some cocoa bowls. That sorts that out, no problem. Other than that, it's all good. I had a little breakdown in the car yesterday. I went out of my driveway, and there's a buried rock, and the tyre, the sidewall of the tyre, just rubbed it as I was backing out, and the tyre popped. So I had to have the RAC come out. And I'll tell you what a palaver. They come out, they put a spare wheel on, which is a one wheel does all. You know, they've just got sort of converters within the centre of the thing to whatever it is, I don't know. And they book me in to go and have the tyre done on Tuesday. So they're going to put a new tyre on my rim, and then I've got to leave the RAC's wheel at the tyre place, and then I've got to phone the RAC to then say I've done it. What a blooming palaver. Back to you.
To Echo Zero, India Papa Uniform. That's a new one on me. I've never heard that one before. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, mate, but yeah, I've not heard that one before. I'm kind of taking you don't have a spare in your car. What car do you drive? Because I know it's not. I've always had spares on my vehicles, but it turns out it's not compulsory. It's not something. You know, it's not like an MOT requirement, which I've only found out recently. So, yeah, it's a new one on me, mate. I've not heard that one before, but I guess if it works, but, you know, it gets you by. Back to you.
M9PAP returning. Yeah, it was a new one on me as well. I said to him as he got the wheel out, I said, is that going to fit my car? And he says, yeah, this is a one wheel does all. I've got these adapters and stuff to make it fit on different cars. And it's thrown the steering out completely. It's new tyre that's on there. Because it's bigger than the rest of the tyres. It's a bigger wheel. And so it wants to pull over to the left really badly. So until Tuesday, I am really fighting the steering. Back to you.
Yeah, that's not something I would have thought about, but yeah, that makes sense, it would do. Yeah, it would do, but it's just getting you by, isn't it? It's just something to get you by, and to get you, I suppose it's for want of a better description, it's just to get you rescued, isn't it? It's just to kind of get you on your way. Like I said, I've never even come across not having a spare. You know, even my van's got a spare. But I know, I mean, you see a lot of cars with the, like, the old space savers in. But yeah, it's not. I think if you've got one, it has to be legal and within tread and blah, blah, blah. But if you haven't got one, then it doesn't make a difference on the MOT kind of failure. I do know what your thing is. I've had quite a few blowouts, and not massively. I've only ever had two in 36 years in a truck, and yet I've had multiple ones, I don't say blowouts, but punctures and bits and pieces on the car and the van and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's not something I would want to do, is to have the, to go in a vehicle without a spare. Because it's another thing, you know that stuff you can spray inside the, in the tyre to get you by? If you take that to a workshop, they can refuse to actually take your tyre off because it ruins all their equipment. Back to you there, Tom.
M9 PAP, yeah, it's a 2010 Volkswagen Passat, and it's been with me for many, many years now. It didn't come with a spare wheel, but in the park, if you lift the floor up in the boot, there's a place where, you know, a wheel would be. But instead of there being a wheel, there's a canister with a thing on it, and you're supposed to spray it in through the valve. What's that going to do for a blowout? It might be okay for a puncture as an emergency to get you to the next tyre place you get to. But, you know, if you get a blowout and you're on the motorway or wherever and you haven't got RAC cover or any cover of any description, what do you do? Because I'll tell you what, I don't think I could afford to get a tyre firm out, independently. Cost an arm and a blooming leg. Back to you.
To Echo Zero in your puppy uniform. Do you know what I was thinking? Right, because that's the stuff you don't want to put in your tyre. Because if you tell the tyre fair people, they'll refuse to change it because it sticks all their equipment, you know, all around the blades and everything. When you're changing a tyre out, it makes that all get sticky and dirty and whatever, and then refuse to change it. Personally, I'd go on a scrappy and get a spare wheel, not an alloy, just like a normal steel rim with a tyre on it, and get a second-hand one and put that in as a spare, mate, because, I mean, I'll give an example. My van has got one of them wind-down things so the wheel can actually drop down. I've had the van quite a few years, didn't think about it. I went to get the spare wheel off to check it, and it all corroded, and the only way to get it down, and luckily I found this out when I was in the at home, was to cut it off and then actually buy a new winding mechanism so I could actually get that the wheel up and down. And as it is, from then on, I've maintained it with, like, copper slip spray, you know, like copper slip spray, to keep it going. But, mate, I'd get, if I was you, I'd take that as a hint and get yourself an old second-hand spare wheel, get a tyre fit to it, and then put it in the back there, mate, and at least you've got yourself covered. Back to you there, Tom.
Yeah, maybe on Monday I'll I'll get on the Dog and Bone and see if I can find a scrappy somewhere, you know, a car breakers. See if I can get one. There's no jack with the car, of course, because there's no spare wheel. I mean, talk about an ass about tit job. Yeah, crazy. Absolutely crazy. I actually, a couple of years ago, looked into getting a new wheel, exactly the same, from VW's. And just for the rim, they wanted £600. I said, sorry, I think you've put too many zeros on there. Do you mean 60? No, sir, 600. And I went, do you know what? Bye! Turned around and walked off. Couldn't believe it. £600 for one wheel. Back to you.
Echo Zero in your Papa uniform. Beauty of eBay, mate. Beauty of eBay. And, you know, I mean, even just basic car breakers or something like that. Don't forget, you've got the pitch circle diameter of the wheel studs. They generally should come, obviously, with a wheel size. But no, whether it's, I'm kind of guessing it's a four stud. Occasionally, you get someone with a five. Germans are renowned for going that little extra mile for the safety side of stuff. So, making sure you get that one right. Weird thing is, I remember my van, spare wheel, jack, I've looked in there and I thought, well, that's the wheel brace. Turned out it wasn't. And again, these were thankfully errors I found out at the time. And 'cause with the van, they come along with them, I mean, you know, they're air jackhammer type things, and you can't get the buggers off. So once I've realised there was no wheel brace with all the stuff, I've got spare wheel, I've got the jack, blah, 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 no wheel brace. So I ended up putting a 3 foot breaker bar as a wheel brace in the back of the van. I'm going to use it for other things, but I store it in the back of the van, and that's been used many times, thankfully, only on mostly at home. But I've had one blowout on the van and another one where a tyre, it hadn't let go, but the internals of the structure of the tyre had actually gone. So it's happened twice on the van. Back to you there, Tom.
And of course, you and I know very well that having a blowout on a truck is a very frightening experience, especially when it's a front steerer. That's quite the adventure.
Echo Zero, India Papa uniform. Yeah, I've had one go on the front once. Thank the Lord, only once. I've heard some super singles go. Oh my word, you might think a bomb's gone off. But thankfully only one on a front steerer. Not sure if there was a brake station there. So back to you, Tom, but leave the pause.
G0SGK.
M9PAP. Good evening, Alan. How the devil are you? I don't know if you've spoken to